Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's, condo, or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages, plus add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Hey, welcome back to part two of today's Corolla Classics. Let's get going with another listener request. This is from Brandon Miller. He writes, I'm not sure if this has been played before, and I don't remember the exact context, but could you play the clip where Adam talks to a caller who keeps saying yes when asked yes or no questions? I think about this a lot, and I even say yes to people as my own inside joke. Thanks. Yeah, Brandon, that's one of my favorite drops. It was just so weird, and it really lived on through Brian's drops, but I'd love to hear the origin of that.
Yeah, no, it has not been played before. Adam Carolla Show 1369, we've played parts of this episode. Art Alexakis, Matt Atchity, Allison Rose, and Brian Bishop. Never played this chunk. There's a mini little Q&A segment. It's not really called that. They just have two callers, and one of them happens to be this guy, Tony. And I've been looking for this for quite some time. Finally found it. Adam Carolla Show 1369, July of 2014. Tony's infamous call. Check it out.
All right. Let's see. Tony? No. 38, Georgia?
Tino.
Oh.
He's on Tony.
Oh, sorry.
He's
sorry.
Tony.
Sorry.
Tony down at the bottom.
Tony and a Tino.
What's going on, Tony?
Oh, hold on. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right, sir. Just wanted to speak to you as a fan first. Now first-time entrepreneur of starting my own business because it's the way we should do things now because everybody's being a bunch of hectic assholes.
Hey, Tony. Tony?
Yeah.
Is there a surprise party that somebody planned for me and you were called to stall? Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
What?
Sounds like there's a surprise party and somebody said, call Adam and kill some time.
He's getting close.
We're still setting the balloons up, and we haven't tapped the keg yet.
Probably so.
Yeah. Pig's still in the ground. Call up Carolla. Slow him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, entrepreneur, let me say something. Each time you refer to yourself as an entrepreneur, I think you lop off 20 grand from that year's take. Uh-huh. Like I don't feel like the real entrepreneurs call themselves entrepreneurs that often. Hmm.
They prefer tycoon.
They may have done it a couple times at the beginning, but they don't continue. They don't persist
with
it.
They're businessmen.
You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. I bet Steve Jobs never called himself an entrepreneur.
The richest guys in the world. Ask me what I do for a living, and I'll tell you what the rich guys say.
What do you do for a living?
A little this, a little that.
Oh, he's on a yacht doing that.
Yeah. They
don't, borderline criminal.
Yeah. I'm fucking on a helicopter pad on the yacht doing a little this and a little that. But they don't go, I'm an entrepreneur. I run my own business. That you don't hear. Just a little of that, all this, all that. The super rich guy code is had a company, sold the company, traveled for a while, and I got bored, so I got by starting another company. That's code. That's super rich. That's code for super rich guy. All right. Sorry, Tony.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur. What's going on?
Not much, dude. How you doing?
What are you selling?
What am I selling? E-cigarettes, but like nice ones that are modular that you buy off the internet, but I just put them together and sell them to people.
Mm. So you're selling...
He's the middleman.
You're selling cigarettes. So it'd be like, I really like IKEA shit, but I don't have a I don't have an Allen wrench. And that's right. Where Tony comes in.
Yeah, I'm an Allen wrench, I guess.
You put the e-cigarette together for me, and then you send it to me?
Can do that.
Or just keep it?
Well, I mean, if you want me to put it together and keep it, then you just wasted $30. So, you know.
Right. How tough is it to put together an e-cigarette? Not hard.
On the couch, getting high, not very. So.
Right. But on a trampoline in a windstorm.
That's true.
I don't know. You probably still do it.
But on the wing of a 747 when it's at altitude.
With the gremlin.
Everything's a movie for you, isn't it?
Isn't it?
34.
Wait. Are we talking John Lithgow or like the black and white version?
Oh, ooh. Shatner.
Shatner, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't that stone, Tony. All right. Do you have a question or a comment?
What would be your advice as to how to get the ball rolling? Because, vaporization cigarettes are going to be co-opted by assholes pretty soon. So I'd like to, at least get a little bit to start my family before it gets taken away.
Mm. For the man
I feel like you felt, I feel like you felt that way, when you had that hard decision when you're getting fired from your big fat radio deal, and you're like podcasting. And you're like, okay,
yeah.
I'll do a couple in my living room and see what happens. And then everybody kept telling you, like,
can I ask this?
Is he on a treadmill?
There are guys that have the smoker's laugh, which is fine. It just means when you laugh, everyone knows you have 25 pack years under your belt, as they call it in the industry. And I think the pack years are just a pack, pack a day years. But I think, you could have 12 and a half pack years. You smoke two packs a day. You could have 25 pack years under your belt. But, we'll ask Drew next time we see him. But here's what I've noticed, and I don't understand it. I have been around, and you guys have all been around the smoker laugh. We just hear the, you hear that weird, you go, oh, that guy's a smoker. That guy has a lot of smoking behind him, or he still has a lot of smoking. Men, women, we've all heard it. So here's my question. Tony.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Yo.
Smoker?
Yeah.
Okay. Smoking for a long time?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my question to all of you. Because I had this happen recently with somebody. And everyone around me noticed it, too. If, in fact, you are a very heavy smoker and have been a very heavy smoker for many years, and thus have the smoker's laugh, which is that weird, that it's not the smoker's cough.
It's an echo to it.
Yeah, it's very, if you close your eyes, you see phlegm, okay? Why do those people crack themselves up at such an alarmingly high rate? Why are you, it's like, I have a horrible cellulite problem, so all I'm going to wear is chaps. I don't get it. If you have track marks, wear long sleeves, and no one's going to say, what's with the sleeves? We'll just go, oh, he's wearing a dress shirt. Why?
They're showing off their laugh.
Are you cracking yourself up over nothing and then shouting from the mountaintop that I smoke two packs a day since junior high? This guy has the smoker's laugh. And he's cracking himself up for no reason constantly, thus showing off and underscoring.
Just enjoy laughing?
I don't know. I've had this happen with somebody else. I mean, we all know people, and they don't crack themselves up that much. Why is it the ones that are chain smokers crack themselves up?
Maybe that's the only way to not. Maybe that's the only way you notice that it hasn't. Like, the changes are small from day to day, but if you wait a week in between laughs, like, you'd stop smoking, right? So it'd be like. Right. Like a week later, you're like,
it's for self-preservation. Right?
That's the thing. Like a week later, you hear yourself laugh and you haven't laughed in a week and you have that terrible smoke. It's like, oh shit, I got to stop smoking. Mm. But maybe it's the nicotine that makes you keep laughing. So that's the real addiction, mm. right? You got to keep cracking yourself up. So you think, well, man, I still sound the same.
Well,
it's really roundabout and ridiculous? Convoluted, long-winded explanation, but it just might be it.
As a former chalkaholic, it's making sense. It rings true. Tony?
Yes, sir.
You crack yourself up a lot, and you have the smoker's laugh.
Yeah, probably from the smoking. That would
right, but I understand.
Wait, what are they smoking that's giving them the laugh?
The smoke,
that could
be the smoke gives you the sound, but why? What? Who's providing the material for the smoker?
Well, depends. Till recently, the government, or you know, big tobacco, or
all
whatever.
Right. Tony,
FDA approved thing. Yeah.
Tony, let's focus on a bigger picture. Do you have any kids?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Well, puppy. Well, a puppy.
You got a puppy.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right, but no children.
Yes. No.
Okay. No children. All right. Do you have a woman in your life?
Yes. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Does she have paws or is it an actual woman?
No, it's an actual woman.
Is she in the trailer?
Yes. No. She's in the trailer. I'm outside walking around the plantation land,
yeah,
I guess.
She gets pissed when you smoke in the trailer.
Yes.
Yes. Can you head back into the trailer and let me talk to her for a second?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm getting, that way.
Now, what kind of trailer is it?
A small one-bedroom ramshackle apartment trailer.
Does she make you smoke outside?
Yes. No.
I'm so confused.
Sounds like delight, though. I want to solve this nicotine-covered Rubik's Cube of a gent. So, what is her name, Tony?
Huh? Her name is Catherine.
Mm-hmm. With a K or with a C?
I want to. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
With a K.
What? That's Brian.
That's not me.
Oh, I know who. I know him. He's fast on the editing tonight. Yes.
Well, hold on a second. Do you believe in God, Tony?
Yes.
Okay. And are you what we call hardworking and motivated?
Yes.
And a chain smoker?
Yes.
And do you love children?
Yes.
Under 15?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Wow, Tony. That was revealing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we speak to Catherine?
I'm still heading back right now. All right, I got it.
She is Catherine a heavyset gal?
Yes. Yes.
More than three chins?
Yes.
Okay. Chain smokes as well?
Yes.
likes watching reality shows about women who pull each other's hair extensions out when they fight?
Yes.
All right. She has a coffee can that she uses to put the butts out in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is overweight, but ironically eats a whole bunch of lean cuisines?
Yes.
Okay.
You are clairvoyant today.
Yeah, I'm really on a roll. Tony.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't tell you, I don't know if you went through the groundlings or what, but that's exactly how you do. Yes, and. Where's Catherine? She there?
Oh, wait, I'm getting back to the door. Give me another few steps.
He has to go through the servant's quarters.
Yeah, he lives in the place beyond the pines.
Yeah, I got to the other end of the plantation. Do you want to be on speaker, or do you want to speak to her?
I'd like to speak to her in privacy, please.
Okay, well, I'll go outside and do another lap.
Please.
Hold on one second.
All right. No. No, she's getting...
Oh, okay.
LegalZoom, baby.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, Catherine?
Hi.
Hi. Where do you live, Catherine?
We live in Roswell, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys in an apartment?
Yes, we are.
Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And how's... What would you call Tony? Husband? Boyfriend? Concubine?
Partner, I guess? I don't know. I don't know if boyfriend's the right word. He's like 12 years older than me, so...
Yeah.
Man person is how I started describing him.
Uh-huh. So you're 26.
Right.
What has gone wrong in your short life that you're hooked up with Tony over here?
I mean, before like 2 weeks ago, it sounded like a great idea.
I'm talking about you and Tony together.
What about it?
Sleeping in the same bed?
At this point, yeah.
Uh-huh. Having relations?
Not today.
Right, but we all know that "nyo" means yes with Tony, right?
Yeah.
Tony don't know the meaning of the word "nyo."
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He says yes to "nyo." Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand, Catherine? He's a passionate man. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, what happened with you that you're hooked up with Tony, you know? College didn't work out, that career, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Do you have any children?
No, I don't.
No or no? You know?
No.
No children. All right, good. Can we keep it that way?
Okay.
Okay or yes? Catherine?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, are you using some sort of contraception? No or yes? It's a yes or no question.
Hello?
Oh, darn. She got her phone back.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a keeper.
I'm going to step outside again and let her play Mario Kart.
All right. That's, she's a young gal. She's 26.
Mm-hmm.
You've done okay for yourself.
I know. I feel like I have, but, you know, just now between you and me, I don't know. You know, I don't know if she can handle going through the looking glass and, come, you know, because, you know, as you know, I've worked in record stores and been around, you know, people of much importance.
Sure, someone's got to sell those bongs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, you know, and so you're very discreet in that world and your world, and she doesn't understand that. Sometimes euphemisms are necessary euphemisms, and you can't say anything just to protect the innocent, quote unquote.
Wait, I understand kind of what he's saying.
Yeah,
I think do you guys. It took me a long time. I think he's saying he's talking about she is not being discreet about what they're selling. Or
yes.
He's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, Tioni. I'm going to let you get back to your. I mean. God knows how much business you lost just killing time with us on the phone.
It's very benevolent of him.
That's right. That's right. All right. All right. Let's all be happy to be us.
Yes.
For a second. Can we do that?
Relief.
But seriously, Tony, thanks for hooking through.
Art Alexakis is out there. Ah, we'll bring him in 1 second. Legal Zoom, baby. Protect.
Yes.
Yes. Protect your family and your finances. You have a family, right?
Yes.
Yeah, finances, right?
Yes.
Would you like peace of mind?
Yes.
Well, I suggest LegalZoom.com. They've been helping America get wills and powers of attorney, living trust for over 13 years. You want to protect your assets, right?
Yes.
Possibly form an LLC or an S corporation?
Yes.
How about trademarking something?
Yes.
Real estate documents?
Yes.
And more. They make it painless. They make it easy. Get legal protection. Use our good friends LegalZoom. They take care of you start to finish. It's the modern way to get legal help. It's LegalZoom, baby. Dawson.
For special savings, be sure to enter Adam in the referral box at checkout. Protect your family. Protect your future at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom was developed by top attorneys to provide self-help services in your specific direction. But they're not a law firm. Legal help is furnished through vetted independent attorneys. Apologies.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Tino?
Yes?
We got to go fast. Art's waiting out there, and we're being rude.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. That was a really long-winded conversation.
I know. You have a construction job. You hate your boss.
Yep. I love the job. I love the guys I work with.
Yeah.
My boss is just a dick sometimes, and you being in the construction industry in the past, wondering, yeah. is this something I should just fight through?
Yeah. My boss...
And do what I got to do?
My boss was named Mike. He was addicted to pain meds. He was a prick to everybody. And by the way, on the road, I ran into his ex-wife once after doing a show, and she was like, "Oh my God, I could not imagine having that guy for boss." He'd literally come to all of us before on a Monday morning, and go, "When he is going to quit before this week is over? I'm going to be that hard on all of you that somebody's just going to just drop. They're just going to drop out."
Sounds like a good guy.
A delight. Anyway, that stuff builds character, Tino. So fine.
Right.
Focus.
I mean, I'm 30. I'm 32. I've been around the block. I've had a couple jobs here and there.
Focus. So focus on the guys you like at work, and focus on the work itself.
That clip from 2014. Thanks to Brandon Miller for requesting that. You know what I love about Tony Gio is he'd call back later. Wouldn't even mention that he was the Yes guy, right?
Maybe we'll be hearing a little something like that tomorrow on the Corolla Classics feed. So if you can't get enough Tony, there might be even a weirder call with Tony. Make sure you subscribe.
What a tease. All right. We have one more clip for everybody. Another request from a listener named Matt. And he writes, "Hey guys, love the show. Could y'all find the lowest Rotten Tomatoes game ever? Brian had a negative number, correct? I've only heard of it, but never actually listened to it. Would love if you guys could find it. Thanks, Matt." Well, Matt, we played this a few times, and if you really want to hear it, you could just tweet Brian. I'm sure he has it on his phone at all times, just playing. But yes, he did have a record-setting outing. It was incredible. It was the theme was Mike August's picks for the movies.
Yeah, movies Mike August likes.
Yeah, and it was wild. It was wild. Let's take a listen to it again.
It's Adam Carolla Show 2385. We once played it to highlight the score, which we're not going to step on again. And we then played it again chronologically as the Rotten Tomatoes games. We're playing them in order. And then Chris was like, "Hey, isn't that the episode?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. We're just playing them in order." And now we're once again playing it because this request came after last time we played it. And now, Matt, you're going to get to hear why Brian's a genius.
You ready to play the game, Dennis?
I am ready, and I finished second. I have one last step to ascend to, the heights, isn't it?
Listen to that noise. That's a high falsetto voice. That can only mean one thing, and you can feel it.
Got some names of flicks, and the gang makes their picks. Guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus five.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, the theme, Dawson. Max Paddock, go get those books and just tell someone to look through those goddamn books.
We have someone doing that.
Drive me nuts. I know it's just a picture in a book I wrote.
Where is it? I don't believe it exists.
I know. I've been searching Busch Gardens, any Busch Gardens stories, the word grandfather.
Why not just get all the pictures and just look at the pictures? There's only a handful of pictures.
They're scattered throughout the book, though.
But don't we have them on a computer that just has pictures?
I look through all that, and this is the closest one that we could find.
Listen, everybody else participating in the movie game today. Corolla is takeable today because he's scattered by the inability of them to find the picture.
I'm diminished. I'm severely diminished by this picture that's in one of my books that I clearly see in my head.
I think,
or maybe it's just in the, amongst the pictures.
Okay,
but you can just look in the pictures and see what happens.
On a side note, we are looking at a picture of Sonny and Natalia Corolla in 70s clothing. That is haunting.
Is it?
Yes, don't
those
you see?
Kids.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope they're not married to the childhood I had. All right, here we go. This just picture my grandpa in front of his driveway, in front of his house. All right, here we go, Dawson.
All right, we have just entered the month of August. So for this month's namesake, the stoned pelican and himself, these are some of Mike August's favorite and non-favorite movies.
An almost randomest collection
like
of films.
Went around the Cape of Good Hope for that one.
And Dennis, I hate to correct you because you're almost always correct, but you were in third place last time, not second.
Well,
it's important. I'm thinking ahead.
Trying to be optimistic.
We begin with a movie that it should be easy for you guys to start. Mike August considers this film one of his favorites of all time. He says, quote, every scene is a classic. In 1972's The Godfather.
Mm. He's right.
He's kind of right.
All right. So we know we're up high, but again,
critics are pretty hard on this.
Shut up, Brian.
Hey, could I ask you something? How cool would it be if Trump came into the Manafort trial with Manafort's older brother, Vincenzo Manafort, from the old
time? Yeah. Yep. And didn't say anything. Just brought him there.
Yep. A button man.
All right, so how did the critics like it back in the day? Sometimes you wax poetic about these movies, but you'll find, the Blues Brothers is like 50% or something insane, you know?
I will say it was a highly anticipated movie. The book was a big hit. Famously, Robert Evans acquired it. Marlon Brando was the biggest star in the world.
Hey, the name Bob Evans gets ink, baby.
Right.
All right, I've locked in my number. Go ahead, Dennis Miller.
Well, listen, I think of the film, obviously, as Coppola. Bob Evans, I think of as a sausage breakfast place, but I'm sure he did purchase the pride. But I think at that point, the onus became keeping him away from the set. I got to just say 100, because what am I doing? It's The Godfather. So I don't care what they said. I don't care if I go back down to fourth place. I will give this, well, I don't know. Do they ever give 100? I'll say 100.
You 100. Did on
that. They do give hundreds.
They do give hundreds. Yeah. All right.
I'm guessing there's one or two bad reviews from back in the day that have not aged well, unlike this film, which has aged fantastically. So I said 98.
Mm-hmm. I went 96.
I went 99.
Somebody's on the nose.
That is kind of the fun part. I don't always like doing the ones that everyone knows are in the 90s because it. You know, how do we separate anyone with that? But someone will get it on the nose is the part I do like about it, except for I'm going to be angry when it's not me.
Get ready to get angry. The Godfather is certified fresh at
98%. Oh, damn it.
Audience and critics at 98 together.
Very
unified.
Consistent. Wow.
That's right. The Peloton remains intact. Next.
Yeah, but Brian gets a minus 5 points on that, so he's...
Two negative reviews.
Starting at...
Still within hailing distance.
Absolutely. I like your positivity.
Of this next film, Mike August says, quote, great characters, no weak links. The movie is 1982's Diner.
Classic. Dead classic.
I will say this about Diner. I've said in the past, I saw this in the theater when I was young, and I really enjoyed this movie. And I remember saying throughout the years, how come this doesn't pop up on cable more? Well, it is. Just recently, the last couple of weeks or months, this thing got into some sort of rotation on HBO or Showtime or something, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Holds up nicely. Great movie. Lots of young stars.
Who we got in Diner?
Oh, Mickey Rourke and Daniel Stern. Daniel Stern.
Steve Gutenberg.
The greats.
And Kevin Bacon. Paul Reiser.
And
Timothy Daly.
Tim Daly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Ellen Barkin. A young Ellen Barkin.
Yeah.
Ellen Barkin, yeah.
All right. So.
Goddamn great movie.
Good movie. Nice little slice of life. Lots of funny stuff going on. And... What can... I'm going to get angry because you're going to find X amount of critics who went like, meh. And it's like, I don't know. It's a comedy. It didn't feel like with 60%.
I think this is Barry Levinson's first movie.
It is definitely Barry Levinson. I'm not sure if it's his
first.
It's early Barry Levinson.
Okay. I am going to lock in my number. Dennis, how say you?
Well, two things. This is Gene Shalit reviewing Diner. No weak links, but many sausage links in Barry Levinson's Diner. Secondly, I'm looking at a picture of the Diner cast here, and unbelievably, like a Blessed Mary in a oil track on a driveway in Mexico, I'm seeing a vague hint of your grandfather in the safari suit.
I'm going nuts, by the way, that I can't find that picture. Look in the general pile of pictures.
Okay.
Old man, safari
I'm going to say 84.
All right.
Oh, interesting.
I went a little higher. I said 92.
I went a little lower and a little higher at 87.
I've never seen it. Got to put this on the list, but from the way you have described it, I said 86.
You can borrow my DVD copy.
Perfect.
Might have to engage the slaughter rule. Diner is certified fresh at 92%.
Whoa! Come on! No. Has that ever happened?
Not two in a row.
I'm going to screw this up.
I do not think that. Now, Brian is down. Minus 10 points.
And by the way, after Diner and Body Heat, what the hell happened to Mickey Rourke? You would have thought he was going to be the next James Dean, and boy, it went downhill like a log in a flume at Disneyland after that.
Yeah, or Busch Gardens.
Some guys just have too much.
Yeah,
he was too good looking. He was too good of an actor, and some guys just want to screw that up.
Yeah, big star charisma in Body Heat when he's looking at Bill Hurd going, Counselor, this is dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
You would have thought at that point he was the next big thing.
All right, what's next?
Next up, I'll tell you that Mike August thinks the entire Marvel movie library sucks.
Yeah.
He says, quote, "It's the same stupid movie over and over again." This film was the catalyst for all of his hatred. Starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jeff Bridges before tooth loss made his cheeks sink in. It's 2008's Iron Man.
Hated the original.
I like the original.
Yeah. We saw this together.
And this is why I think I get along so well with Mike when we travel the country. We never discuss movies, but we both have a simpatico on loving Diner, although we've never been discussed, and hating all comic book movies.
Right.
Even though they're good movies sometimes, just the general idea of cranking out another one, spinning off another character. This movie is fun. It really lets you know how charismatic Robert Downey Jr. is.
Yes.
And had a lot of good stuff to it. A little car and architecture centric, and I like that. Mm-hmm.
Perfect for you.
So maybe that living on that spaceship in Malibu and having your Audi R8 parked down beneath you is something that appealed to me. But I think the critics agreed this was a good movie as well. I've locked it in. Dennis Miller, how say you?
Well, two things. I remember the one year, my first year on Saturday Night Live, Robert Downey Jr. was in the cast. He was an irrepressible young man. I can remember Lauren saying, you should get to know everybody else in the cast. And I took everything at, you know, that Lauren's word was the law. So I asked young Robert to go out. And we went to dinner, and then we went to meet his girlfriend down on 14th Street near Union Square at a pool room to shoot pool right near Lou Chow's. And it was a 16 or 17-year-old Sarah Jessica Parker. And
that's
my memory of them, how absolutely in love and sweet they were with each other. And secondly, I would say this could be a big difference between critics and people on this one, right, Ace? Is this where the birth of that schism starts? Because I do remember liking this movie, but did critics like it, or did they start already to be dismissive of comic book things? I'm going to say 70.
Yeah, you also have to remember, thematically, the guy was a munitions guy, a defense contractor who saw the light, which I think is good for 10% or 12% from the critics.
Yeah,
they
right.
like that theme, you know.
Right.
If he was gay and had been recycling the entire time, it'd be up into the high 90s. Go ahead, Brian.
This is a rare.
That, of course, was Hulk. That was the Hulk.
That's right. Yes. This is a rare example of where they had a massive hit. That's $600 million or something. I think it was well-reviewed. Everything went right for it. They're in line to make many, many, many more of these. And they said to one of the stars, Terrence Howard, how about you don't come back?
Well, I must say, Terrence Howard to Tarantino in Pulp Fiction, when you watch a movie like I did when I watched Pulp Fiction, I went, I don't know who that one guy was with the bed sheets, but I don't know why Tarantino cast him, but that guy was horrible. Yeah. I watched this movie and I was like, this movie was great, but why was Terrence Howard playing the super low energy admiral? You went with what?
I went with 94.
Oh, damn.
Everyone agrees it's a good movie. This was kicked off the whole thing. There wouldn't have been 12 more of these if it wasn't super
successful.
I went
with 83. I thought it was good. I thought it would score highly, and I just deducted 10 points because it was like a comic book movie.
Yeah, I'm going to lose again.
I saw this movie on a Greyhound bus from New York to D.C. with a bunch of drunk people on a public bus, scared for my life, and it still kept my attention. So I loved it. I gave it 85.
Can I tell you something? I saw this performed live on a Greyhound bus.
All right, Dawson.
Iron Man. Certified fresh. 94.
No! Oh!
Are you out of your mind?
You just hit that again?
Real. It can't be real.
He hit it again!
This is the quiz show scandal. I don't know about that.
You need to leave for Pechanga right now.
Save it for the cruise casino.
Yeah. I was going to say.
You know, I got to say this, Brian.
This is the best half day of my life.
Remember when the Latin baseball player at Dodger Stadium hit two grand slams in one inning?
Yeah. Fernando Tatis?
I think.
No. His name was Javier Pechanga.
So
whoever it was,
there are things in life where you go, all right, the guy just kicked a 63-yard field goal, and you go, well, at some point someone will kick a 64-yard field goal, and there's a lot of that in life, but land speed records were meant to be broken. I do not think that anyone will ever hit three grand slams
in the same inning
or two ever again. And if Brian keeps up on this clip, obviously, it'll be a record that stands the time.
We got to retire
the
game.
When our grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren...
How do I screw this up?
Sex robots are playing the Rotten Tomatoes game that will not beat Brian's score. Yes.
Ace, a trio like this has not been seen since Art Arfin's handed it off to Craig Breedlove, who handed it off to Gary Gobley.
Wow. The blue flame. Nobody knows land speed records. He just peeled off three guys
who set land speed records. It's like Johnny Vandermeer throwing back-to-back no-hitters. No one's going to break that record. There's going to be three no-hitters in a row.
Well, there's
not going to be three nine-inning games pitched in a row anymore.
Now, Brian.
Nobody goes through nine.
Let's not pop the cork on the champagne yet, because we've all played the game where he pulls out a funky movie and you can be 14 or 17 or 22 points off.
You might think I'm basking in my own glory right now, and
terrified.
By every right I should be. I'm consumed with fear of how I'm going to fumble at the goal line. I'm consumed with self-doubt.
If you get five right on the nose, you get pulled out back like Joe Bob Briggs. Casino and beaten.
We cry conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. All right, and
you could take the money.
I find myself like, I don't know. Let's say Vince Vaughn and Rudy, where I find myself actually clapping for the other guy who I didn't like very much in the middle of the movie. That's what I feel about you, Brian. I'm rooting for you.
I'm the guy
now.
You don't like in this analogy?
In the middle of the movie, now I'm actually rooting for you.
Grudging respect.
I would like
By
you.
By the way, after watching Giuliani for the last month, I'm beginning to think the Rudy who got ear-holed was not the one in the movie.
All right, let's go into the championship rounds.
Our next movie is one that Mike August thinks was, quote, so good, even Woody Harrelson couldn't ruin it. Tommy Lee Jones and Javier Bardem also star in the 2007 movie, I'm sorry, No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, okay.
We love this movie. I love this movie. That's why I'm so simpatico with Mike. I don't even know if I talk that much about this movie. It's clearly one of my favorite movies of the last decade and more. I found out that there was no real soundtrack on this movie, which was even more impressive because I didn't notice no music in this movie. Javier Bardem is Tommy Lee Jones. Everyone is great in this movie. I love this movie. And Brian, this is great news for you.
This is great. We all know this is a very good movie.
Right. So this is one of those. What you don't want is one of those, you know, weekend at Bernie's mm-hmm. where it could be 9%, it could be 41%, it could be uh-huh. you know, 22%. This is 90+. So you're in a safe zone. I'm going to lock in my number. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, I got to roll the dice here, and going off what somebody asserted earlier, there are hundreds. I'll say 100.
That's not a bad guess.
Paul Bryan?
I think the violence may have turned some people off, but this is an undeniably great movie, 93.
Mm.
I said 97.
I'm rooting for Bryan on this one because I also said 93.
No way. No Country for Old Men is certified fresh at 93.
No. Who said 93?
Bald and Gina, but...
Adam, not like it matters, but what was your score?
97.
Okay.
The greatest day of my life.
I'm starting to think there's collusion.
I'm looking at Gmail. I'm not even typing anything.
Wow, this is the greatest thing ever.
I feel like I'm in Chicago for Babe Ruth calling his shot or something. I can say I was here.
How many listeners aren't buying this?
Most.
No, they're all buying it. Look, there's a... There's an element to this game, which is some of these scores have been seen and probably seen by Paul Bryan and what he does and research and his...
Yeah, but...
But you still then would be tasked with memorizing mm-hmm. the score of every movie mm-hmm. randomly that's ever been put out. Or not every movie that's ever been put out. But you still would have... I've seen the score for No Country for Old Men at some point
right.
when I was sitting at my computer with a glass of wine 6 years ago yeah. just scanning around. But that means I would have to commit it to memory.
And whether Mike likes them or not, so far they've all been undeniably big hits.
Yes.
He's not wearing an earpiece, is he? Like Goldfinger?
Can I take a knee on this last one?
He's got a spotter up in the hotel.
That's right.
I scratch my nose.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Last one. This is it. Minus 20. Going in. Minus 20. Now,
I'm going to screw this up so badly.
Dennis, the record.
That's unbelievable.
The record is
like 4.
The record 4. Is held by Gina Grad at 4. So, Brian is minus 20.
Was held, because if he plays this right tactically, I think he's 24 ahead. He'll beat that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's 20. Yeah. He's 20 minus 20. So, okay, here we go.
Our final
film will be a complete. Bob Crane made this movie in outside of Tucson. Anyway.
With some gals he met at a local pub. All right.
Our final movie takes place in the already hated by Mike August Marvel Universe. He says, quote, where Chris Hemsworth reprises his role as the Nordic legend in 2013's Thor: The Dark World.
And how many Thors have there been, and which one is this? This is the second
this
one?
This is the second one of three.
Well, there was two Thors. They were both married to Liz Montgomery. One was Dick Dark and one was Dick Stark.
All right. This
so
is tough.
I know he hails originally from a gay bar called Asgarden.
Right.
Thank you, Dennis.
Jokes from the Rat Pack stage act.
This was a good movie. Is this the first one? Are we
second one?
Oh, let's see. Did I see the second one? I think this is sort of Iron Man asking that people liked it. I can't remember the second one. Was the second one with all the humor in it, or was that the third one?
Third one.
Oh. Brian's...
I got great news for everyone who hates me. I have no idea.
Say everyone.
Everyone. Yeah, cut that last part out. I didn't see this movie. I didn't even bother seeing this movie, so I have no idea what the score is.
So the first one was good. The second one was good and funny, allegedly, or had some humor in it.
The third one now.
The third one, but this is in between.
Right.
All right.
Keep in mind, this is the one that begat sort of a sea change in the whole Thor universe.
Oh, boy. This could be tough. Yeah. Dennis Miller, how say you?
Well, I remember Tom Hiddleston gave a very low-key performance. I also think that I sense a theme here that we've gotten four films that are north of 90, and I'm wondering if you want to carry through with that. And I think this was reviewed well. So I'm going to say 95.
Damn.
Mm.
Wow.
That's very high. Brian?
I really don't know. Honestly, 55 would not surprise me. 85 would not surprise me. So I just took a stab and said 70.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I said 70.
That should get you the record, I think.
I said 79.
Well, I'm really going just on the cast. We got Natalie Portman, Tom Hiddleston, Anthony Hopkins, Chris Hemsworth. I said 76.
Now, keep in mind, everyone, if this is what Dennis guessed at 95, was it?
It's going to put me over.
Not only is it going to put you over, but Gina will still wear the crown.
Come on,
that's what
Dennis.
I mean. No, that's what I mean. I'm going for the record now. I'm
right, right.
Forget this game.
Yeah, and I
small
think,
potatoes.
I think what Brian did there is he just sort of went into the four corner. He just said, like, look, I don't want to go 90
and risk a 50
and risk
point.
A 55 or something. So 70, although. Yeah, good call. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Thor: The Dark World is fresh. At 66%.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was this close to crossing out 70 and writing 68.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Let's do this.
This is exciting.
Excited.
Dennis Miller, back to the diner with you. You are off the podium.
Beautiful.
Big score of 70.
But did I get silver or gold? That's the question.
Adam Carolla, your score was 35.
That's a good score, man.
That's a great score and good enough for third place.
All right. Oh, man. That's what I like to hear.
Leaving Gina Grad with the silver at 21.
Take
and
your time.
Brian's
slow,
final
slow
score.
Down.
Oh, he's going to become so more incorrigible. Minus 16. The new record for the Rotten Tomatoes game. Congratulations.
Wow.
That's like watching Bob Beamon break the long jump record by a foot in Mexico City or something. Bravo. That's unbelievable.
Minus the altitude.
I was terrified every moment after that second score. Like, oh, I'm going to screw this up. And it's every time I got a good score, it's like, it's going to get worse. The last one's going to be worse.
The harder you fall.
I'm going to shift a little the hate. One more reason to hate Mike August.
Yeah.
He basically brought this all on. It was his doing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell my grandkids about this someday.
Me
negative
too.
16, that can never be broken.
I can't believe my four is a distant second now.
It didn't edge you out either.
It's insane.
Wow.
Dennis,
it's the Rotten Tomatoes game.
I'm so glad you were part of this.
Nice to talk to you all.
And that was Brian's minus 16 Rotten Tomatoes score. Still,
it's never going to get beat.
It's never going to get beat. You know, I'm surprised we're even playing it. Brian never even talks about it. I'm sure he doesn't even remember it.
You haven't seen his license plate, have
you? All right, that'll do it for today's Carolla Classics. We do have another episode tomorrow, and we'll be back Monday as well. So we got you all weekend. But for tomorrow's episode, subscribe to the Carolla Classics feed, and that's how you can find it. We'll see you there. My name's Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Well, and get it on.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.